From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I knew I was forgetting something last hour, and that was telling folks to get potassium iodate. Because if all six of those plants go down, and the first place that the jet stream and the trade winds below it make landfall is the west coast of the U.S. and Canada, people should be taking potassium iodate. And to show how I'm always giving advice, and I got flashlights and a three-year supply of food and guns, dug around this weekend, couldn't find the potassium iodate that I've given friends and family over the years. I know it's somewhere in my garage or in storage, and I'm not going to start taking it unless more of the plants blow up or we do. They won't be able to totally cover it up if higher levels of radiation hit. It should be in the next day or so we find out on the West Coast. So we got to watch that. I want to go to your phone calls, the number to join us. We hadn't opened the phone system up yet when I gave it out 15 minutes ago. It's open now. If you want to try to call, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, if you want to get up and on the air. Don, Habu, and others, we're going to be going to you here in a moment. And I'm also going to get into some of the economic developments, big developments in Libya and North Africa later in the hour. But right now, let's go to Don in Michigan. Don, first caller of the day. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to – you're talking about the government's not going to tell you what's going on or what's coming to you. The sad thing is I was in Desert Storm in 91, and even when I read the Stars and Stripes, the sad thing is I even was skeptical about everything they were saying. And, you know, you feel like you're doing right for your country, and I was proud to serve. You know, I was glad for what I was doing.
Well, you wouldn't believe that the people running the government would do something like that.
Well, but I always had it, even then I had it in the back of my mind. And I've only been following you for the last couple of years thanks to a friend at work. And just to info you, PrisonPlanet.tv member, and I've given out about 800, up, pushing 800 DVDs right now, but... But my point is, people just have to wake up. I talked to somebody at work the other day, and I have the new iPhone, like you said. You know, everything's used for something. But I just had to laugh because this guy was showing me how he had apps for a canned air horn and apps for this. And my apps are GCN and your show. And, you know, lucky for me, I get to listen to it every day. I feel like I'm missing something if I don't because I can't stand not knowing what's going on. But I guess my biggest point is people actually literally still trust in the government and thinking everything is going to be okay. And I keep trying to tell people, you know, I'm buying food. You know, I'm just doing the little, not little things, they're big things. And you're going to see how big they are when you need them. But I just wish people would really wake up. And one thing I wanted to point out that scares me the most, I don't fear collapse in the concept of the collapse. I fear it for the laziness and the unintelligent people that when it does happen, it's not going to be like a band of people grouping together like you would see.
No, it's going to be a dangerous horde, at least some people, of zombies. Whenever you watch Black Friday, you know, where people don't have any sales tax day, there's always riots and death and stomping over discounts. And remember, 90% of people were self-sufficient and rural during the Great Depression, and around 7 million starved to death, major university studies estimate. Imagine 90% not being self-sufficient. It's the opposite today in being urban. It's a dangerous recipe, but that's what the Second Amendment is there for, Don, is to protect us from the zombie hordes. The problem is the government is going to organize them, you know, the gimme, gimme, gimmies, into a group of people as society does unravel. And look at the Japanese. 2 days into this, they're already running out of food and water. They're not prepared. And the only thing that's constant is disasters, is problems. People never believe it when they have an earthquake or a flood or a wildfire. They never want to believe it. Don, good to hear from you. Habu and others, your phone calls are straight ahead, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We will go to your phone calls on the other side of this quick break. And we're going to continue to break down all the big developments happening in Japan and how serious is the radiation cloud coming towards the western coast of the United States from Japan.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I should have given people some solutions, some corrective measures, and I've had medical doctors on the radio broadcast. Just Friday, I had a pharmacist on. They're the folks that really know. And I said, how safe is the potassium iodate that the military gives troops when they are going to be in a nuclear combat situation? And the answer is very safe. In large dosages, it may make you throw up or upset your stomach. That's why the potassium iodate type that they sell at health food stores for nuclear fallout or as a supplement is good, because it's buffered for children and pets. Years ago, we had a sponsor that sold it on air. We don't have that sponsor now, so I'm not selling it. I am saying you should get out there and get it, because even if there isn't a lot of fallout that's going to hit the U.S., and we are the first country of call, along with Canada, the jet stream that goes over Japan with that reactor that blew up and melted down yesterday, and five more, actually 11 more, because there's five more just at the Fukushima facility, okay, and then five more after that, and one's already melted down, that's 11. One's already melted down and blown up. They tried to cover it up. It's now admitted it blew up, but they're trying to play that down. Radiation off the chart. All the isotopes you're going to find with that type of reactor going critical and melting down. Cesium, radioactive iodine, and, yes, uranium being picked up. Luckily, the uranium level is still low, because it takes that stuff really catching on fire and then exploding and ejecting into the atmosphere. But Japan is right across the Pacific Ocean from us, and the jet stream and the trade winds that are lower, I keep repeating this for listeners, okay, it comes in Northern California, the main band of the current jet stream, it moves around a bit, comes in Northern California up to Seattle. It then dips down through Idaho, down through Colorado, into Texas, Oklahoma, and then goes back up higher into the atmosphere, back up to above 35,000 feet. But it is dumping in over the United States, and it should get here in the next day or so. And I've talked to medical doctors on air. I've talked to pharmacists. They say different chemicals that are in the environment that mimic iodine already fill your thyroid. That's why you have such thyroid problems out there. That it's good to fill your thyroid with good iodine. And so as long as you consult a physician or a pharmacist, go talk to them. I personally, tomorrow, am going on potassium iodate. That doesn't mean iodine. That's poison, folks. Medical grade. It's over the counter. But a lot of places have already sold out of it. Japan is running out of it. That's in the Associated Press. The government's trying to hand it out to everybody. Here, it's going to be much lower levels of these radioactive isotopes, but the media, I'll guarantee you, is not going to hype this up and tell you as a precaution. You're not going to be getting huge deadly dosages of it, but none of this stuff's good for you. You get a certain allowable amount of different radiation every year, and it's in the environment. It comes in out of space. It comes in off the sun. There's different types of it. What do you think burns your skin, folks? Ultraviolet radiation. But in that wavelength, it's also carrying all sorts of other radiation. And that's one reason we get cancer, is it breaks down our DNA. So you don't want any of that uranium, any of that cesium, any of the radioactive iodine, because it goes right to your thyroid and builds up in there and causes problems. So that's what I would do for myself. That's what I'm doing. I already owned it, and it's got a basically an endless shelf life. So I already had some, been digging around. We did find it finally. But the point is, didn't think we'd found it earlier, got the call, we have found it. But the point is that I had to dig around, even though I'm the guy that knows about this stuff. Okay, I'm done ranting. Habu, Earl, Juan, Josh, David, CVT, Lawrence, Joe, Baron, Robert, we're going to get to all of you. I want to hear from all of you. I've got a lot of other facets of this. They're set to have even bigger aftershocks. Statistically, they're going to be hitting Japan. They've already had over 100 aftershocks, but they're looking for a big one. Pray for Japan. They would have been better off with the fictitious Godzilla coming out of the water and attacking. I mean, that place is on fire. Probably they're reporting 10,000 dead in one fishing village. The scope of this is unknown. The scope of the radiation on those coastal plants with meltdowns going on. Again, they're reporting 6 plants on the verge of meltdown. One's already gone meltdown, but they're counting one plant that 6 is one plant. So the real number that we're talking about here is 11 plants. 6 at one facility, 5 more in danger of total meltdown. Clearly there was a cover-up. They have admitted that the Fukushima 1 did blow. They're just not sure how bad. You notice you're not seeing up-close video of that bad boy. The Japanese government now admits meltdown occurred. This is a very serious situation. It did go Chernobyl. So, if you have no people in Seattle, you know people in Portland, Oregon, you know people in the major cities of Utah and Idaho, that's where the jet stream dumps in. And there is undoubtedly radiation coming this way. Again, DU was used, not near as deadly as what's coming out of that plant, by the tons, thousands of tons, on the ground in Afghanistan and Iraq. And both in 2001, 2002, and then in 2003 was the biggest year. It went all the way around the world from Central Asia, from Iraq and then Afghanistan, the border of the Middle East and Central Asia, went all the way around the world, over China, over Japan, across the Pacific, across the United States and Canada, past England and Western Europe, where they did have detectors and did pick up the DU in high levels. After it has gone over us. Our government covered it up here because they were the ones using it. Now, with that track record, they will cover it up again. Do you understand that? Okay? They will cover it up. I don't know why they do this. They're just so evil. They didn't want to, I guess, point out that the government was using a deadly nuclear weapon, DU, to shoot through the enemy's armor and to use against ground troops with a radioactive half-life over 4 billion years. Now, if they'll do that, ladies and gentlemen, are they going to tell us about this? They don't want the American people being prepared. They don't want you being self-sufficient. All right, I've said enough. Let's jam in a call, then we'll go to break and come back with a lot more. Habu, I promise we'll get to all 14 of these calls. Habu in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, hello, Mr. Alex Jones. So nice to be on your show. Thank you. I think the world of you, as somebody who's lived abroad, you are the real deal. I don't want to go on and on, but I just want you to know that when somebody looks at U.S. news coverage, commentary, it is all piffle. None of them come to the way you get real with what's being disseminated. On Friday, you said as much, that it is very likely that there's going to be a meltdown. And this wasn't on the wires until Saturday night U.S. time. This is why I will not listen to – I will read other things, but you are the one that I hold very in high standing and in admiration, because you have cojones. If I may just say about this, the iodine, I was talking to a pharmacist here in Madison, and he said – a better way to get iodine is to take a serving of kelp once a week.
Yes.
And that is a more, that mechanism.
I'd forgotten that I actually was talking to the pharmacist Friday on air, and he said kelp's the way to go because it's the natural, good iodine, and that absolutely everybody should be rushing out because the potassium iodate is selling out just from the folks that are informed. Imagine when the general public finds out, you won't find it anywhere. Seaweed kelp, raw kelp pills. A lot of restaurants serve kelp. Kelp, kelp, kelp. Get your kids, all of you, eat a big serving of kelp, and that'll cover you for a week or so.
Yeah, and the last thing is, you know, as bad as the situation is, in a way I can't fault Japan because this was a natural disaster and one of biblical proportions. But something like the DU is nothing but criminal and, you know, the work of the devil.
Absolutely. The globalists knew the DU would kill the troops and those it was used against. 12 to 15 times increase in deformities in the Iraqi children. That's the British Medical Journal. And our own troops coming back and dying, and then they don't get treatment. Think of how evil the Pentagon is. This is not our government. More calls straight ahead.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can actually see me here with Whole Foods iodine from kelp for healthy thyroid function. You see, there's all these different chemicals in the environment that they use to bleach the flour and things that mimic iodine but are very toxic. That's why thyroid dysfunction is at epidemic proportions all over the Western world. That's why it's healthy, not that I even follow my knowledge, I should, to take normal natural iodine sources. And so, yes, even if you can't get the medical-grade potassium iodate, you can get iodine from kelp for healthy thyroid function. Or I've got a bottle here of organic iodine dietary supplement from alfalfa and sea dulse. And I'm going to take a dose of this right now, just as a precaution. Plus, it's healthy. And for a 230-pound male, about three drops. For one of my children who weigh 50 to 60 pounds, one drop. One drop a day for a week. That's the normal dose just for a healthy thyroid. Maybe a little bit more, but you know, talk to your medical professional first before you do this. They'll probably tell you radiation's good. Then you die of cancer. But before that, we get to do a bunch of surgeries on you and suck all the money out of you. So we say snort uranium. Don't listen to conspiracy theorists. But now I'm joking. I've actually had medical doctors on. Iodine. It's funny. Morton Salts, when it rains, it pours. You know, a little girl with the umbrella. For 50 years, they put iodine in it. They pulled it out. Something that's good for you. But then the government put sodium fluoride in your water, which the American Medical Association and Dental Association admit caused bone cancer and don't help your teeth. So I'm drinking my iodine. But consult a physician first. Don't follow my directives. You know, I say, buy gold when it's $250 an ounce, it's $1,400. I said they were going to start devaluing the dollar. Wall Street Journal on Monday said we're going into a total depression, basically, and that the dollar is going to die. I mean, you don't have to listen to me. I was listening to a local money talk guy named Carl Stewart. Been hearing him for over 15 years on the air locally. Nice guy. Good guy. And he was basically saying the U.S. is bankrupt either way you slice it and that the bankers have done this to us. But he didn't go forward and say, write off the $1.5 quadrillion, we don't owe it, say no, abolish the Federal Reserve. That's how you fix it. You don't let the Federal Reserve pose as the next savior. But as an illustration of the canary in the coal mine, the fact that mainline financial people are finally getting it shows you where we've gone. What did Joseph Kennedy, the father of JFK, say? He was a big stock market guy. With all his rum money he'd invested from the Prohibition, all the hundreds of millions he made. And he said, well, one morning I got advice from a shoeshine boy on what stock I should buy. And I saw everybody buying stock. They were selling stock with cereal boxes. And he said, I figured it was time to get out. Well, when mainline financial advisors start admitting we're going down, I mean, you know what that means. Earl in Indiana, then Juan, Josh, David. Earl, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.
Had a couple quick comments to make. One of them was the coup de grace shot of the salt water into the reactors. That's a real sign of their desperation. And another thing that I thought you might have some comments to make on would be, you know, they've lost a large part of their electrical power supply for the whole northern part of the country. It runs off 50 hertz. The south is 60. There's no short-term solution.
Yeah, Tokyo's got 4 million people without power alone.
Yeah, that's good. I haven't seen anybody really discussing the horrifying effect it's going to have on the economy, you know, the Japanese economy. And then I noticed that when that building blew up, they come up with the hydrogen thing. That may be or may not, but if the reactor was to melt through with all that water around it, it would be just like putting molten steel on water, which is causes instantaneous steam in a...
Well, sir, let me just be clear, Earl. Let me just be clear here. Steam would be white. This was gray and brown. The giant 20-plus foot thick steel rebar enforced containment facility blew into pieces sky high. And just to be clear, they admit it began, now we know in hindsight, melting down Friday. Well, when they admitted they weren't pumping water through it, it was going to melt down. The question is, would it go critical and then explode and eject the rods everywhere into the atmosphere like Chernobyl with a 1,000-plus mile plume? This is on the coast, and so that all that stuff went off the coast towards the United States. Just a little newsflash, because the wind's going northeast, but then it goes out to sea. Most of it will go out to sea and then onto our tables as seafood, unfortunately. But you've got a good point, Earl. Finish up.
Oh, that was basically about what I had. I just thought I'd, mention what I thought about the steel and the steam, because if they haven't melted through completely and the rods do melt through, I would think that we would expect to see another explosion.
Well, that's in Reuters, the major government announcements out of there. They're saying they expect another explosion. They've been saying that since this morning. In fact, guys, you're tracking the reactors in live time for me, right? Because I can't do it. Just keep putting it in. Let me know. Best place to follow it's Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Aaron Dykes is back there updating Infowars.com around the clock. Drudge Report's also on it 24/7. We're getting we'll know if there's another explosion, but I don't think there probably will be because it looked like it already happened. They admit it melted down. The question is, they're not saying if it went totally critical. And it turns out they knew it started melting down Friday. Okay? Juan in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex, mi amigo. I call you mi amigo, a true friend of God and mankind. I thank you for what you're doing here, waking people up. I've been a listener for a couple years now. And I just thank God for you. We're praying for you and your family. And the United States, the National Day of Prayer is coming up. I pray to God that you continue on your journey, waking up people as much as you can. I did work for the government, removing depleted uranium. The government is nothing but a bunch of liars and deception. And I hope America wakes up and understand what you've been telling them, to wake up and understand that we have to take matters into our own hands and wake up as many people as possible. I did work for the Department of Energy and the Army Corps engineer. We cleaned up a plant over here that they used depleted uranium. And it went on for 15 years. It was supposed to take 3 years to clean this place up in Albany, New York, right here at the DOE. It was called the plant was where they built the bleeding. A lot of people died in the area. I went to a couple of news conferences, and they didn't want me to talk. And you know how this goes. They don't want people knowing the truth. But we're going to continue praying for you and your family. I have a federal hazmat license. And the way there's more at the plant, but they decided to bury it. I mean, it's not the proper thing to use as far as energy. My advice to the United States of America, I'm going to wake up as many people on that coast, it's to have your car full of gasoline and head south if you have to and just get out of the zone with the fallout zone. So,
do you agree from working for the Department of Energy that's over all the different nuclear programs that they will probably lie and not tell people about how severe the fallout's going to be?
Of course, Alex, this is what they're about. They are nothing but deception. And, they are, Jesus said that the enemy is the father of all lies, Satan, and that's who they work for.
All right, thank you, Juan. So Juan agrees they're going to lie.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stop costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Joseph Lieberman, the outgoing senator, is somebody who's attacked the Second Amendment. He's attacked free speech, openly said, get rid of freedom on the Internet, restrict freedom on talk radio. So I disagree with almost everything he says. And so it really makes me question and wonder what's going on when I read something like this. Put the brakes on nuclear power plants, Lieberman says. The problem is he doesn't want us to have coal power plants either. He doesn't want us to have anything. If we had a choice between coal and nuclear, I'm for coal. And if we don't build nuclear power plants on fault lines in Japan, who has 9.1 earthquakes, I mean, yeah, there shouldn't be nuclear power plants in California like there are. Why is anyone building them on fault lines? Well, what's Japan supposed to do? They don't have the power. They don't have oil. They don't have their own coal. We do. We do. And I'm not for completely shutting down the nuclear energy. But wind power doesn't work. You can't control it. You got to have a continual source. All right, I said to go to your calls. Here are some of the headlines right now. Japan battles nuclear meltdown. Biggest crisis since World War II. Races to avert multiple reactor failures. Yes, six of them. Injecting seawater at Fukushima facility. Another hydrogen explosion possible at same facility. Evacuation zones widened again. In fact, we're going to open that article up and give you the numbers. First, it was 10 miles and 20. Then nuke designer says government suppressing info. Claim fallout no threat to other nations. We're going to continue to cover it. West Coast in path of fallout. Ooh, print me that latest one there. I've been waiting for that to hit mainstream media. In fact, click on that for me right now. U.S. West Coast in fallout. It's finally being reported on. I mean, I can look at the jet streams. I told you that Friday and Saturday in the articles that we wrote for Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. While we're waiting for that to load, let's go ahead and talk to Jose in Hawaii. Hawaii actually got hit by some of the tsunami, but luckily it didn't cause too much damage Friday. Jose, welcome. No, Josh. We already talked to Jose and Juan. Josh in Hawaii, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it, Alex? It's a real pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for what you do, your crew there. And thank you for also waking me up. And I want to just say a quick thing to all the other listeners out there. If you are just listening to this information and not doing anything about it, and I'm not talking about just this crisis, but everything that comes out through these channels, and you are not doing anything, then you're wrong. Because it's one person to another person to another person. And just like you said, Alex, taking steps to go out and help other people, inform them, simple little things, really start to make a difference. So thank you for inspiring me and helping my comrades to do the same.
Well, listen, we're all in this together, Josh. What was it like? Did you experience, are you near the coast? Did you see the reported 5-foot wave that came in and messed up a few houses and tore up some beachfront property on Friday when some of the tsunami hit you in the Pacific?
Yeah, it was pretty trippy, and that's actually one of the things I wanted to talk about. Fortunately, obviously, you know, the worst was not had, but I was actually in class, and they went ahead and said, hey, we got to evacuate, there's a tsunami warning. And just as a lesson for everybody, you know, I live like a mile away. My class is downtown. It's near the water, and I live like a mile away. So just driving back that little distance, there were like traffic jams up and down the streets trying to get gasoline. My neighbors were, everyone's out in the streets like, panicking, rushing out to get water. The shelves are empty, car wrecks, all sorts of stuff. And that was like in one little mile journey back home. So please, everyone, you know, let this be a lesson. It sure was a really good wake-up call. You know, again, please, you know, take action now. You don't want to be waiting before it's too late. I mean, it's already a little too late in this one as far as some of those things go. I was able to go out and get some kelp. All the potassium iodide was sold out, but I got some kelp, and I think that'll be, you know, good. But yeah, it's been a little crazy, but obviously nothing like what Japan has had. But if I could just say one more thing, Alex.
Sure, and then I got to jump because I got to get to everybody, Josh.
Okay, thanks very much. Last thing, people, please take. I cannot believe the mainstream media. The first, I could not find an article. The building had exploded, and they're like, well, yeah, don't worry, it blew up, but the steel box around it is fine. And I could not find one article that just did the common sense question of asking, now wait a second, if the pressure came from inside the reactor, how did the outside blow up, but the inside is still fine? So just another thing to discredit it. Please keep up all the great work you're doing. Thank you so much, Alex, and we'll keep fighting.
All right, thank you so much, Josh. Yeah, at first they were like, the building collapsed, but it didn't hurt the reactor itself. The containment building collapsed. No, it didn't collapse. Pieces of it shot over 1,000 feet in the air, and it completely blew up. But they're like, don't worry, the reactor inside is just fine. And I'm like, no, massive meltdown. And now they admit meltdown. I've studied nuclear reactors, okay? I've interviewed nuclear physicists repeatedly. I've interviewed nuke designers. You know why? Because if I'm going to live in a city with two nuclear reactors in it, by the way, both experimental, those are the most dangerous type because they're in there turning them on and off, manipulating them, doing tests. That's most of the danger is when they're turning these things on and off. If they're going to have two reactors in Austin I'm going to research it. And the average, every time I'm, idiots call me and say there's no reactors, because they don't want you knowing, okay? The J.J. Pickle Research Facility, okay? I'm done talking about it. The point is, of course it's a meltdown. Of course now six are about to melt down. All six are probably going to melt down at Fukushima. You think one of them blows up sky high? It's been hit by a tidal wave, a tsunami. It's been hit by a 9.1 earthquake. Now the one of the facilities is blown up. Looks like a 50,000-pound bomb airstrike couldn't do that. I mean, a giant facility. Boom! Pieces of it flying thousands of feet in the air. What do you think is going to happen to the rest of the facility? When the power gets turned off to those things, those things were at full capacity operating when the earthquake originally hit. They're covering up what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. It's going from bad to worse. I'm just going to be prepare for the worst, folks. Hope for the best. Prepare for the worst, because it looks like the worst is happening. Look at Japan. Look at Japan. They're now reporting reactors all over the country are going haywire. All right, now I'm ranting. I'm sorry. It's starting to get to me here. David in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, sir. First-time caller. It's an honor to talk to you.
Welcome.
I just had a comment and a question. I just wanted to let everybody know that FEMA is conducting its largest exercise in May. It's called National Level Exercise 2011.
It's in absolutely, and it's in the Madrid fault line up in the corner of Arkansas and Kansas. And they even ordered extra body bags and emergency preparedness for a big earthquake. But I certainly hope it doesn't happen.
Right. I live in one of the counties that's going to participate in Illinois.
Well, for those that don't know about it, tell us about it.
It's on, I think, May 16th through the 20th, and they're just, it's a Congress mandated exercise that we're going to have all local police and just everybody, you know, participating in it. And it's, I don't know, when I first learned about it, it kind of freaked me out.
Well, here's the deal.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Obviously, my phones have blown off the wall. We're not on air. The comment line is ringing nonstop. I'm getting hundreds of emails a day that I see, comments all over Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com saying, Alex, why aren't you talking about the fact that HAARP could have done this? Yes, the U.S. government's looked into earthquake weapons. Yes, HAARP is involved. I've interviewed the director of HAARP on air. Yes, they can create earthquakes. That's even in Haaretz. The Israelis have studied putting nukes down mine shafts to create them. In the 50s, the U.S. government looked at it. That's mainstream news. But the sun and the moon manipulate our tides and our magnetic field. Japan's always had real earthquakes. They just didn't have nuclear reactors there, you know, 500 years ago when they were having, you know, giant earthquakes. So this stuff happens. And so I just can't say it's the government, because even though Secretary of Defense Cohen, and when we come back, Secretary of Defense Cohen warned of earthquake weapons. This was in April 28th, 1997, Army Times. And he said, yes, our government and other governments have tectonic earthquake weapons. So we have to look at that. But Mother Nature's got her weapons, too. And believe me, they're bigger than the globalists.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time.
It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for a healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a really good thing in the last few months that we beefed up the server farm CDN systems of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com because they're getting record traffic. We're breaking records every week here, but the Drudge Report is top linked to our boil down from the great blogger and researcher we work with, George Washington Blogspot, who just kind of collated the mainstream news articles in different places that they're breaking down the fallout and the U.S. being in the fallout path. We're going to be beefing that article up with some fallout maps, some jet stream maps, some links to live satellite jet stream patterns. We're going to be really beefing that article up. Obviously, InfoWars is crawling a bit right now. We got the IT guys on it. It takes about a minute to get online at InfoWars.com because so many hundreds of thousands of folks are trying to hit it every 10 minutes. A lot of it because of Drudge Report. Let me tell you something, folks. I can go on Nightline. I can be all over national TV. No problem with our servers. Drudge Report, I mean, it's just hammers us because nothing. I can be on Huffington Post, ABC News, no response. Drudge, your site is hammered. There's nothing. It's like the Death Star of bandwidth. It will destroy planets in its path. But we are handling it right now. An important fallout news. Aaron Dice is going to be adding to that article, beefing it on top of George Washington's article, a Blogspot article. We're going to be adding the maps and things. This is something I asked my writers to do on Saturday. They've mainly just been collating the data, but we're going to be going extensively into the fallout maps as more reactors, it looks like, are going to melt down and as the Japanese basically continue their ongoing cover-up. But it is admitted that Fukushima 1 did melt down. The question is how bad. CVT in Washington, then Lawrence, Joe, Barron, Robert, and Chris. I'm going to try to at least get to all of you. CVT, you're on the air.
Yeah,
I would just like to start out and say I really appreciate your these broadcasts here. It's the only way I get the real truth.
Dittos to you, brother. What's on your mind?
Well, we're in Washington, and I've been talking to my family, and they say, well, I can't do anything about it, so what am I supposed to do? The biggest issue, I'm actually coming
to. So they just automatically say, hey, I shouldn't talk to my medical doctor about taking iodine from kelp, which is already good for you to begin with. It's, you know, over-the-counter vitamins, minerals. They're just like, okay, I'll just, again, it's an attitude. Since when did Americans turn into people that just give in and give up to everything?
The 70s, because that's when they really got their hopes dashed to protesting in Vietnam. But that's beside the point. My other point is Washington, California, Oregon, and Hawaii are some of the breadbaskets of our nation. We're going to get our food from there. What do you think is going to happen to the food supply?
Well, Hawaii's more south. It is not anywhere in line for any fallout, and I appreciate your call. This is, even of all six at one plant and five others, if all 11 plants blew up, it'll be a lot of radiation, it'll be bad, but it's not going to kill everybody overnight. There'll be more deformities, you'll get more cancers that pop up, like folks in the areas in Nevada had increased cancers from nuclear testing. They said, oh, it's good for you, don't worry. You know, it's like Madame Curie died of radiation sickness. She invented X-rays. I mean, it's a bad situation. But if you just take iodine, the proper type, it'll protect the key area of your body. Let's talk to Lawrence in Virginia. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Mr. Jones.
Hey.
Thank you very much for your show.
No need to thank me. Let's move quick. Go ahead, my friend. What's on your mind?
Two quick things. I participated in the ground war in 1991 in Desert Storm. Bottom line is the government will lie to you. I've been in the Air Force before that. I knew about depleted uranium weapons, but I didn't know how dangerous they were until somebody informed me prior to going to Desert Storm.
You're not even supposed to sit on the Abrams Sabo rounds in the aluminum cases in the tank. You're not even supposed to sit on them because there's so much radiation per hour it fries your testicles. Sorry, go ahead. That's in the Army manual.
Yes, it is. And by the grace of God, I'm still healthy.
Well,
the point I'm,
go ahead.
Well, the point I really want to make is that in light of these the government not wanting to license any more coal plants.
Yes, that's in the news. They're going to shut those babies down, and now Lieberman's saying no nuclear power, so I guess we're not going to have anything.
Well, I suggest that everybody that knows what's going on try to contact the congressman and senator, even though, to the best of my knowledge, this was not done with the consent of the Congress or the Senate. But I think it would be in our best interest to try to contact elected representatives and see if they can, if you can force them to do something, because we're going to be in bad shape.
Oh, yeah, they're shutting. They've already announced no new coal plants. And, quote, here's Obama, Energy Secretary, promises massive coal plant closures in the next 2 years. And Obama promising the campaign to, quote, bankrupt coal. And coal isn't perfect, baby, but it's 51% of our power. The wind cannot do it. It's wind is 21 times less efficient. It's a joke. It's a joke. Joe in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you?
Good. Go ahead, sir.
We love you. All right. A few things, a few points, topics. People here on the West Coast need to get proactive. You need to get with your government. You need to have them use the radiological detectors to go out and test the air for you. You need to start doing this as soon as possible. Get them conditioned.
Yeah, well, I haven't looked at the... I mean, the jet stream can move from 60 to 200 miles an hour, but on average, we're not even sure all of this is going to get up into the jet stream, and that's the great news. But it should be hitting in the next 2 to 4 days. We should start getting readings from the one plant that's blown up.
I have radiological detectors, every one of them. Okay? My second point here, Alex, is that there has been a great corporate media meltdown. Okay? It's confirmed. Okay? I've been watching it happen. I've been noting it, and I've been documenting it. These people are not giving us real information. Okay? They're covering up. You know, when the thing blew up, They're giving us, BBC is reporting over and over again, they're showing tsunami pictures, and they're giving us, you know, commercials.
No, they said that it fell over. The Japanese government said, oh, the containment building fell in, but the reactor's fine. The thing blew up like a 50,000-pound bomb was dropped on it. I mean, literally, folks, when they drop a 4,000 or 8,000-pound bomb, I've seen the Iraq footage, it looks nothing like that. This was just the whole building. Boom! I mean, that was a giant building. Gone. I hear you, Lawrence. You're awesome. We got to move quick here. Joe in California, you're on the air. Okay, I already went to Joe. Sorry. Baron in Alabama, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Actually, my name is Baron. We spoke a couple times already.
Welcome.
Basically, you answered one of my questions already before about about ordering potassium iodate. My main question now, a little more complicated, you may want to get into it tomorrow. So basically, the bottom line is, do you think that there's any globalist hand in what happened as far as it relates to the economy? Because they're talking about how, Japan, the economy, the Nikkei is already looking down 2% in futures before the market opens. Now,
yes, this will drag the world economy down further, just like the turmoil in the Middle East. The good news was the Muslim Brotherhood Day of Rage was not as bad as they said it was going to be in Saudi Arabia. And Muammar Gaddafi is defeating the globalists right now, one devil defeating other devils. But, yes, this will drag down the world economy. There is no doubt this will be another problem.
My larger question was in the sense that you had Lindsay Williams on talking about how basically the euro would pop before the dollar, right? So the money coming out of Japan, whether it's stocks or bonds or whatever it may be, that's got to go somewhere. Now, commodities pulled back the last couple of days. So where do you, my question is, you may want to get into this tomorrow, but where do you think that this could drive that if Japan pulls us?
Well, I mean, I've been following what analysts I admire are saying, and they think it'll overall be a further drag on the world economy. And I appreciate your call. It's really too early to tell, but Japan is the greatest industrial center in the world per square mile. It has the highest IQ per citizen worldwide, by the way. It is a real engine of industry and innovation. And it is in deep trouble. But humans do well under incredible stress and adversity, though. I mean, they had atomic bombs dropped on them, folks. I think the Japanese are going to come back stronger out of this in the end. It is adversity that makes us strong, as Victor Hugo, the French philosopher, said. Adversity makes men. Prosperity makes monsters. We have been prosperous in America so long, we become decadent monsters. Our forebears went through living Hades to come here, and that's why they were such men. So pray for Japan. But as Nietzsche said, that which does not kill us only makes us stronger. And as Mark Twain said in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, InfoWars.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.